All right, let's do it. Hi, it's Grease.
Yeah, I've got a complaint about my girlfriend.
All right, go.
She never gets ready on time. For 4 years, I've been going out with her.
Oh, don't start me on that rant.
Hey, listen.
Oh, God. We've got an 8 o'clock appointment at the Finkelsteins. What's going on at 5 to 8? The blow dryer's still going. I'm dressed. I got my tie on, neatly knotted. I'm sitting there on my second scotch already. We haven't even gotten there. I'm jiggling the car keys, and you know what that does? The pacing, the car key jiggling, and the second scotch makes you go into slow motion.
Yep.
Slow motion.
We're supposed to be at 7:30.
And then she comes back and you're reading a book. You said, I'm not going to ruin the night by fighting. So I'm just going to sit here and read my book. And then she comes walking into the living room and goes, come on, let's go. As though you're the one holding her up because you've decided to sit there and read a book. And swallowing your anger, you get up. But she's not ready. She's just giving you the illusion of being ready. As you get to the door, she remembers something else she's forgotten, and like a buffoon, you're standing there again with the keys in your hand. You were happy reading your book. You were going to wait for her, and she get up like, come on, let's go. And then she remembers something else, so once again, she's not ready. Now, you could go ahead and just jump in the car and go to the appointment without her, but then you won't really have a good time because all night long you'll be seething, and you know you'll sooner or later have to have a confrontation. You know, if you just say, we're supposed to be there at 8, like you could do this. Like if you get an invite, hey, it's Joe, you want to come over for dinner Saturday? It's Tuesday. Is that enough time? Sure, it's enough time. That's when you go to your wife. Say, look, it's Tuesday, and I've been invited there with your company Saturday night for dinner at Joe's place. Now, I don't care if you have to start getting ready now. Put the dress on now. Blow dry your hair now. We're going to be there at 8 o'clock on Saturday. You hear what I'm saying? You got a whole week. I don't care if you... Now, go ahead. Put your dress on now and sit there in front of the door. Because Saturday, when quarter to 8 comes and you're not ready to leave, I'm going without you. You can't do that speech either because that ruins the whole week. There's coldness. So your lot in life, sir, as a man, is to wait.
Yes.
Your lot in life, sir, as a man, is to wait for when she's good and damn ready. And don't get it's the nature of the beast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Women are wonderful. They just sometimes try patience a little bit. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sit there and listen to the sound of your arteries hardening. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
How old are you, son?
23.
23. Well, when you're my age, you'll look at me! My face florid from those double scotches that I've had while waiting. The veins in my nose erupting out of anger. My eyes bloodshot. My hair wrenched from my scalp in frustration.
Yep.
The back of my neck sunburned from bowing down.
Have you met my girlfriend?
I've met your girlfriend in every city and country in this land. I've met your girlfriend in every town I've been in, every relationship I've been in. I know your girlfriend inside and out.
That well, huh?
That well, sir.
All right, thanks.
You bet. You just got to get used to it. I mean, look at me. I'm heaving now. Just get worked up. I shouldn't do that. Look at that. The microphone is literally oozing from the sputum of my insane rhetoric. You just got to get used to it. It's part of the fun.